Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program hosted by an oldie who remembers some of these programs but has been collecting old radio shows and restoring antique radios for over 30 years. Hello, my name is John Lovering. You know, you might say I have a passion for old radio shows and the radios on which they were heard, and I'm happy to share that passion with you. On this track, it's comedy, pure and simple. When it comes to visual and vocal comedic talent, there wasn't anyone better than Red Bernard Skelton. His daddy was a circus clown who died before Red was born. Red began a career as a circus clown, but he worked in vaudeville, Broadway, radio from 1937 to 1951, television from 1951 to 1970. In fact, he was one of the top 10 highest-rated television shows for 17 of the 19 years. He did a few films, he was inducted and served in the Army during World War II, and he often said that he was the only star that went in as a private and came out as a private. During sketches, he oftentimes would break up laughing or cause his guest stars to laugh, not only on the live broadcasts but on the tape programs as well. He was a man who was very insecure. He had difficulty reading and he often had the scripts read to him. He could be very difficult to work with because he was a total perfectionist in his craft, and he expected the same from his co-workers and crew. And he had a great tragedy in his life. His son Richard was diagnosed with leukemia in 1957, and at that time it was a virtual death sentence for a child. After his son died, Red was unable to perform for the 1957-58 television season. He created some unforgettable characters such as Freddy the Freeloader, Cauliflower McPug, Clem Cadiddlehopper, Junior or the Mean Little Kid, Sheriff Deadeye, Willie Lump Lump, and San Fernando Red. Red Skelton was inducted into the International Clown Hall of Fame in 1989 and the Radio Hall of Fame in 1994, and he ended every one of his television programs over the 19 years on the air with, and I quote, "Good night, and may God bless," unquote. I could go on, but time does not allow, and I know you want to hear the show. So here from May 13, 1949, is the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton with the David Rose Orchestra, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, Loreen Tuttle, and the singing group The Four Knights. The announcer is Rod O'Connor, and the featured skit is entitled Stray Dog. It seems that Red finds a lost dog and he searches for the owner. Along the way, he encounters Clem Cadiddlehopper as the dog catcher and Junior as the mean little kid. The program was heard on NBC on Friday nights. Here is the rebroadcast of that May 13th, 1949 show on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. I do thank you for listening.
Program with David Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to introduce MGM's clown and Procter & Gamble's comedian, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to Kansas City, you know, for the big Bond show there.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be there Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Well, tonight, how do you feel, Red?
Well, the doctor said I don't have rabies. You know what happened to me? You know what happened to me? There's a big stray dog came over to my house, see? I gave him a bath and tried to make friends with him, and then he turned on me. Oh, boy, he was mean. I won him over there. I threw him a bone.
Well, that's using your head.
Yeah. You know, after I was nice to him, he bit me. He bit me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where did he bite you?
Well, I can't say, but if I was an automobile, I'd have a leaky gas tank. Turn the clock back 4 days and go out to my house and I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Master Skelton!
Yeah, I know.
He gets nastier every day.
You're not kidding. Tenor's telling me nothing. I'm not telling you anything either. You know what that dog did this morning? He brought a bill collector in, opened up the closet door where I was hiding, and he says, maybe this'll teach you not to feed me horse meat. I love dogs, so, you know, I ain't...
Well, Mrs. Skelton said for you to get rid of that dog.
Why?
He might bite one of the children.
Ah, he wouldn't harm a flea. He's got a million of them, hadn't harmed a one.
When he scratches, I think he's a talent scout for a flea circus.
Well, maybe if I rubbed him down with alcohol, the fleas would get drunk and drag him off.
I've never seen a dog as big as he is before.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday he wagged his tail and he killed 3 good humor men.
What kind of a dog is he?
You name any breed and you got it, boy. His mother, I think, was a Russian wolfhound. His father was a German shepherd. And his father was an Eskimo spitz. And his grandmother was an English bull.
What does that make him?
A 4-legged Hungarian goulash. Anything I can give him to eat?
Well, here's a ham bone. Give him that.
Oh, yes. A bone from a ham. Alas, poor Burl. I knew him well. Here, boy. Hey, now, take it easy here. I got something for you. Now, come on, now. Sit up. Sit up, boy. Come on. Here. Okay, take the bone, but let me up, will you? Look, you're supposed to be man's best friend. Okay, sorry, I'm not the man. Here. I don't have enough trouble. Here comes that grumpy next-door neighbor of mine, Mrs. Fussy.
Mr. Skelton, what are you doing to that dog?
Well, I wasn't doing
it. Oh, don't you sass me, you bunhead. Why, I can have you put in jail for mistreating an animal.
Well, he was...
That's a pretty weak excuse if I ever...
Look, I haven't told you yet.
Well, I can read your mind. I'm good at shorthand. That dog has got to go. Last night it howled so loud I couldn't hear myself snore. And this morning it was making eyes at my peak. And I'll not allow it. It might lead to a marriage between your dog and my peak, and that would be fatal. It would make us in-laws. And I don't want you lousing up my family tree.
Well, don't worry. I don't have a tail to hang by.
And another thing. What did you say?
Huh? I don't know. I was too busy listening to you.
Don't you flap your lips at me. While I think of it, while I was watering my lawn yesterday, some of my water ran over into your yard. Yes. And if your grass gets green because of it, I'll sue you, so help me.
But Mrs. Fussy...
Mr. Skelton, would you mind giving me a chance to talk for a change? Which reminds me, those little discussions that you and your wife have at breakfast every morning upset me something terrible.
Why, we hardly speak above a whisper.
I know. I can't hear a word you say. And that's what's upsetting me. Oh, a few years ago, your lot used to be a prairie. And believe me, those gophers were easier to get along with than you are. Oh, if I had a gopher to talk to.
Someday I wish she'd close her mouth just long enough so I could see what she looks like.
Hey, Skelton.
Oh, hey, Rod.
Dog, huh? Where'd you get the dog?
Well, I found him out here yesterday. I was asleep and I woke up and there he was, with my leg in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. What kind is he?
You know, he's a police dog, police dog.
A police dog, mm-hmm, with all that hair in his face and that short tail?
Private Eye.
Hiya, boy.
Now, careful, he's not too friendly.
Oh, I have a way with dogs.
Huh?
I have a way with dogs.
I know, and the nice girls like you, too.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, you play with the dog, Rod. I'll be right back.
Now, come here, dog. I'll teach you some tricks. Come on, boy. I don't know what you are, but your old man sure got around. Uh-oh, boy. You're in trouble. Here comes the dog catcher.
Well, howdy doody, howdy doody. Open the gate. Let me in, will you?
Well, Clem Cadiddlehopper, come on in. I thought you were someone else. What's that uniform you're wearing?
I'm a dog catcher.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You're a dog catcher?
Well, whatever gave you that idea?
Well, you just said so.
Oh, well, you're going to listen to idle gossip, eh? Hey, this place sure got a lot of dogs, ain't it? Here comes a Great Dane.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, dee. Hey, how do you like my new uniform, DJ? Did you notice I'm wearing a white collar?
Yeah, looks nice. But it would look nicer if it was on a shirt.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
The lady next door called up and said you folks had a stray dog over here.
We sure have.
Yeah.
And he's a bad dog, too.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd tell you. Think it's my duty to tell you.
And howdy duty to you, too.
Dogs, Clem?
Oh, caught a few small ones this morning, but you should have seen the big one that got away, boy.
Do people argue about paying the license fee for their dog?
Well, sometimes. This morning a lady says, I don't have a dog. I says, well, you got a doghouse out in the yard. She says, well, where else could I put it?
You ever get bit, Clem?
Oh, sure. I got bit this morning by a dog, but it was all right. Found out later that he bites everybody, you know. I could be the cat catcher, but I hate that night shift.
Well, what are you going to do with this dog? Take him with you?
I most certainly am.
Oh.
Not. You know, all I do all day long is just catch dogs, and I don't like catching dogs. I just don't. You know what happened to me? I was driving down the street and I saw a doggone dog right out in the middle of the street. So I stopped the doggone car and I get the doggone net and I start chasing that doggone dog. Well, I just about had him when a doggone cat walked in front of the doggone dog. And the doggone dog started chasing doggone cat up a doggone alley. Well, I had to run up the doggone alley after the doggone dog chasing doggone cat. The doggone dogs were killing me, you know? Just about cat. Finally, the doggone dog and cat were too fast for me, and I threw down the net, and guess what I said?
What?
Well, I'll be doggone. And believe me, that was better than what was here. I don't like to do dog catching, though.
Well, why did you take the dog a job as dog catcher?
Well, I had no choice. You see, I was drafted.
Well, if you were forced into your job, why don't you write to your congressman?
Oh, that wouldn't do any good. My congressman can't read.
How did he get elected? If your congressman can't read, how did he get elected?
Well, he wasn't elected. See, he won the job on Stop the Music. Oh, poor, simple soul. Well, I better run this mud in. Come on, you flea breeder.
Now, watch out, Clem. I think he bites.
Oh, he won't bite me. You know.
Mongrel seems to know that you're the dog catcher.
Well, I'll show you how I win him over. Just pat him on the head like this, see? Oh, well, I didn't use that finger much anyway. Well, I got to get over to 1400 Dream Street and see if it's like the Four Knights really say it is.
Found the ideal spot, a real gone street. I'm moving in, my baby, to make it complete. I got a place to hang my heart now, where I can always be with you. At 1400 Dream Street, near Happiness Avenue. It's got a kiss-conditioned parlor, lit up with moonbeams from the blue. At 1400 Dream Street, near Happiness Avenue. There's a little yard, picket fence around it. Oh, so heavenly.
High up on a hill, angels must have found it.
Specialty for you and me.
Pack up your dreams, hop on a rainbow. We live in love, that's all we'll do.
At 1400 Dream Street, near Happiness Avenue.
There's a little yard, picket fence. Around it, also heavenly, high up on a hill, angels must have
found it, especially for you and me. Pack up your dreams, hop on a rainbow, we live in love, that's all we'll do. At 1400 Dream Street, there's Happiness Avenue.
Yeah.
Spudsy, I see you made friends with the pooch, huh?
Yeah, I taught him a trick.
Oh?
Watch how I can make him sit up. Tied. Tied.
Look, he's sitting up. Look.
Well, sure, he's not the only one who sits up when you mention that new wash day miracle, Tide.
Oh, well, go ahead. Rinse out a few words.
Thank you.
Tide is dirt. Our Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Hold on now. I know the Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. But does Tide get clothes cleaner than these new suds discoveries?
Lady Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product of any kind. Cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. You see, Procter & Gamble's Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film as well. Yet along with all its remarkable cleaning power, Tide gives you safety. Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens those colors, whisks away dulling soap film like magic. And Tide's a wonder for white things, too. In hardest water, Tide gets curtains, sheets, towels whiter than any other washing product known. Yes, what's true of Tide is true of no other washing product you can buy. For no soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
We all know that, Rod. Well, I'm worried about what are we going to do with this dog?
Well, why don't you look in the classified ads of the newspaper? Maybe the owner's advertised for the mutt.
Yeah, okay, we'll look in this paper. The California Sun.
California Sun?
Yeah, it comes out late in the afternoon.
Here's the lost and found section here.
Say, here's one. Found diamond stick pin. Owner, contact the above address and receive punch in the nose for leaving it in that chair.
Hey, this might be it. Lost a thoroughbred mongrel. Returned to the Crash Inn Motel, bungalow 3.5. A large reward. You've been there, huh? Come on in, Ron. Come on, we'll take the dog over there. It's only 3 blocks. We can walk it. Come on, dear.
Well, this dog sure doesn't like walking on the leash.
Oh, stop complaining. You've only got to carry him 2 more blocks. Hey, let's cross the street and watch out for the traffic, though. I read in the papers this morning that the California drivers are behind in their quota.
Well, say, the cars seem to look out for me when I'm wearing this yellow sports jacket.
Sure, you look like the Wilshire Bus.
Look, can't you walk a little faster? I'm getting tired of holding this mutt.
Okay, the Crash Inn Motel is right down the street here. Well, here's the bungalow. You go in and talk to the guy, will you?
Howdy, stranger! Who did you want to see? Did I?
Yeah, is he in?
Not only is he in, he's a-squinting at you, partner. And with his good eye, too. You ain't the sheriff, are you?
No, I'm Rod O'Connor.
Well, tell me something. Is that your stomach, or is Sidney Greenstreet in hiding?
Now, look, cowpunchy. I'm not used to be talked to like that.
Watch how you flap your jaws, deadweight. You happen to be talking to Deadeye, the roughest, toughest, rootinest, tootinest, hootinest, nootinest cowboy in Texas. I'm the boy that made them forget the Alamo.
How?
I shot them when they asked for ice cream on their pie.
You don't look so tough to me.
I am. I'm really tough. Look at them hands.
Can you tear a phone book in half?
No, but I can wrinkle the devil out of a Reader's Digest.
You're such a great cowboy. How come you're not bow-legged?
My horse wears a girdle.
Very thin horse, you know.
Are those guns you're wearing loaded?
I haven't loaded this one yet. You don't happen to have any ink on you, do you, boy?
You carry ink in your guns?
Just one of them. After I shoot a man, I always like to put my signature on my word.
Look, I don't want to take up any more of your time, deadbeat.
Oh, the Deadeye's your name.
Spelled with an X.
Look, the reason I came here was to bring this dog you lost. Is this your dog?
Well, how do I know it's a dog? It looks like a toupee with legs to me.
Marks?
Yeah, but he's all covered with hair. Put him down on the ground. Let him walk around. See which inn is which. Oh, he's sitting down.
Well, how? We know.
Well, all I want to know, is this your dog or not?
Oh, that ain't my dog, but I'll take him. You don't want him, but you know, a cowboy knows that a dog is a man's best friend. Politician knows that, too.
A politician?
Sure. Ain't you ever noticed after they get in office how they start dogging it? I don't know who he asked you. If anybody missed that one, you can hear it on Burl's show. I sure would, Chinny. I've sudden grown attached to that dog, that pot licker here.
You have?
Yeah, you notice? My leg is attached to his mouth right now.
Well, I hope you two will be very happy together. So long.
Adios.
David Rose and the Tide Orchestra play Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Just now?
Mm-hmm.
Dave Rose is rehearsing the band down the street again. You know, it's nice to be sitting here on the porch, but the place seems kind of empty without that old woolly dog around, doesn't it?
Yeah, but your wife's right. You know, the dog was too rough to have around your kid.
Yeah, I hope he'll be all right with that cowboy he got too.
Brad, did you hear what I heard?
You mean that wasn't you barking? Hey, look, who came in the yard? The poor man's lassie came home again.
Well, we better start looking through the lost and found ads again.
Yeah.
Hey, this looks interesting.
What is it? Read it. Is it about the dog?
No, but it tells how to get rid of that dog's life on wash day.
Oh, go ahead. Start bubbling, Bubble.
You know, the most valuable thing you get when you buy a package of Tide is something you can't even see. It's a promise. This promise. Procter & Gamble's Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. And that's the most amazing promise in the history of wash day. Here's what it includes. Tide will not only give your clothes, leave them free from dirt, it will remove dingy soap film, too. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. Yes, even in the hardest water, Tide works its miracles. In any kind of water, you get oceans of Tide suds. Those suds look and feel different. That's because Tide is different. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Said that there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Sir, that was really beautiful. Hey, I sure wish you knew who this dog belonged to. I'd like to keep him here, but I'm never at home. Guys, and poor little guy,
I know. How about me taking him over and giving him to Junior?
Hey, do you think his mother and grandmother will let him have him?
Well, we can try. Huh? Be careful now. That light's red.
No, stop twice next time.
Uh-oh. Here comes the little boy Blue on his gasoline pony.
Well, thank heavens. For a second, I thought it was something I ate.
Here, now, let me talk to the captain. Let me handle it.
I'll handle everything.
Good afternoon, pilots. Tell me something. Do you always fly this low?
No. Hi, officer.
You know who I am? Well, no, I don't. Could you be after giving me a clue or two?
Well, I'm on the radio, and I'm a star at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Well, lassie. It is so good to see you.
I'm Red Skelton.
You're Red Skelton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all have to go sooner or later.
You ever hear my radio show? This is Rod O'Connor.
Oh, you're the one that tells everybody about Ty.
That's old Bubbles gets in your eyes. That's him.
You know, I like the way you talk about Ty.
Oh?
It sure helps my wife, too. Whenever you're given one of them Ty commercials, she just dumps the dirty clothes right into the radio and they come out just as clean and white.
Well, you wait till we go on television. You'll see us in there doing the laundry right in front of your eyes.
It was nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
If you ever want to find me again, just go through another stop sign.
Well, so long, officer.
I hope Barry Fitzgerald beats his head in.
Oh, it works, eh? Did you see me keep right on talking? You forgot to give me a ticket.
How do you like that, huh?
That's the way to turn on the old personality of those guys. Well, what do you say about the way I talked to him and him not giving us the ticket? Take the traffic ticket out of your mouth and answer me, will you? Now, you go talk to Junior's folks, and I'll stay here and hold the dog.
Okay. Hey, there's Junior now riding his tricycle. Hello, Junior.
Out of me way, you big fat snob. Oh, it's Mr. O'Connor, balloon boy. Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm pretending I'm riding a horse. Watch me ride him right through the mud puddle. Who put that rock in there?
Hey, Junior, I've got something for you.
Hmm?
That is, if your folks will let you have him. Come on, take a look.
Oh, what is it? A dog. Don't you bite me. You bite me, I'll bite you, boy. You never had hydrophobia, have you? Neither has Icy, but that carries him. That carries him.
Well, he won't hurt you. Do you like dogs?
Oh, yeah. I had a dog once, but my pop was eating, see? And the dog took a bite out of me pop's apple, and I had to get rid of him.
For biting an apple?
It was me pop's Adam apple. He was a nice dog, though. He was a dachshund, you know. A dachshund, a dachshund, what is it called? He was one of those little dogs. He was about one dog high and three dogs long. He was the longest dog in the world. You had never seen a dog this long in your life, you know. I used to pet his head in the living room and then run out to the kitchen to see if he wagging his tail.
He was, huh?
Yes. Oh, my.
Would you like to have this dog?
I'd like to have me line, if you don't mind. I do. I'll take him, but you better come and help me. I'll talk to Mummy and Nama. Mummy!
Nama!
Junior, you stop slamming that door. What do you want? Oh, good heavens, you've caught cold again.
Mr. O'Connor, good gun, give him to me.
Oh. Yeah, I thought he'd make a nice pet for Junior.
Thanks, Rod. I'm sorry. I didn't see you standing there. Oh, my, he's kind of big.
Yeah, but he's a nice dog, Namo. He like me, don't you, puppy? Oh, look at me, face.
Oh, boy, look at that.
An automatic face voice.
Don't let that dog lick your face.
Why not? Maybe he likes chocolate. Here, puppy, like banana cream pie? Try behind the left ear.
What do you think, Werner?
Well, I'll have to ask his mother.
And Lorene.
Yes, mother?
Junior, go take some cold syrup. You sound like you're getting hoarse. Oh, and I've got to get your hair cut.
Oh, take it easy, Mummy. Take it easy. I'm over here, the one without the tail, remember?
Oh, a dog. Junior, get him out of here. Why, he's the silliest dog I've ever seen.
Listen to him sing. Isn't that pretty?
thing.
Yeah.
Sounds like a sick coyote.
Not too loud. You know he sounds like a sick coyote. I know he sounds like a sick coyote, but he thinks he's Von Monroe.
What kind of a dog is he? Looks like a greyhound.
Is that a greyhound? Goodness me, no wonder Widow Dickie Orland was so tired. He rode across the country on one of them things. Can I keep him, Mommy Namo? Please let me keep him.
Well, what would you feed him?
Well, he won't eat much.
Well, go get him some scraps out of the icebox, yeah. Junior, and we'll see.
Well, put them on a paper plate. I won't have him eating out of my good dishes.
I'll get some Gaines dog food. That's what I'll get.
You know, a pet is good for kids. It gives them responsibility.
Well, maybe it would help. Maybe it'll keep Junior out of trouble.
Oh, you dreamer, you.
Let me help Junior.
Here, here, boy, here, boy.
Now, don't get too close, Junior. He might bite your skull and break his teeth.
Yes, we do. Nuts. The whole family's nuts. Look at him eat that. Look, he eat the paper plate, too. Yeah.
I think we better not keep him.
Oh, no, I want him. I want him. I want him. Please let me have your doggy, please. I want your doggy.
Just for a few days.
Just
anyway.
For a few days.
Well, okay.
Just, I knew I would get him.
Let's put him outdoors.
Okay, come on, boy. Can you do some tricks? Shut up. No reactions. Lay down. Nothing. Roll on. Play dead. Drop dead. I got dipped on his deal. His dog's an idiot.
Well, you'll have to train him outside, Junior.
Oh, come on, Pooch. Outside. Come on here. Come on. I said outside. Now, I'm going to show you who the master is. Now, I said outside. Mommy, let me in.
Mrs. Skelton, I found a home for that dog.
Oh, that's dandy. You see, the reason Mrs. Skelton didn't want you to keep him was because you bought a French poodle. He's out in the backyard now. Go see.
A French poodle? Gee, I hope we get along. My French is so bad, you know.
Well, are we?
How do you like the French poodle, Mr. Skelton?
Oh, I like it fine. I hope the dog I gave Junior likes him.
Why?
He just came in the backyard again.
Tonight, so until next Friday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt. Our Tide gets cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.